Hi, David. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How's it going?
I'm doing just fine. Talk to me.
Okay. Well, I'll be real quick here. So I did see some really good notes here from Charmaine. So as of right now, being new to, or at least 2 years in, to your residence of New York as being a roofer, what do you currently do to market and, like, grow in your current iteration of the business?
I got to be honest with you, 90% of it is just word of mouth and just me posting on Facebook. And just to give you an idea of where we're at, I did my first roof in November of last year. So I came back here. I've done hundreds of roofs in Oklahoma, but we launched in November, and I've done $650,000 in sales since then. So we are cooking.
So you're just a small dip in the water. I'm joking. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great first half of the year.
Yeah, no, we are flying. So another thing. So I should say another way that I've been advertising too is through a lot of community stuff. Going to Kiwanis clubs, and I'm a member of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I go to a lot of their events. You know, I go to golf tournaments. I sponsor teas at all the tournaments. That sort of stuff.
I see you at the, like, your Ribbon County ceremony in the Chamber of Commerce. So, yeah, I see what you're doing. You're doing a lot of, like you said, real networking, not just the way we talk about when we say social networking, but you're truly networking. So that's awesome. So,
yeah.
Okay, so
old school.
So that's been the most effective form. I used to be a door knocker back in the day, back in my 20s. So, I'm sure you can appreciate that from time to time, too. So,
I do a bit of that, too.
There you go. Good man.
I drive past your house and you need a roof and I can see it from the road, I'm knocking on your door.
Right. Or if you're doing someone else's roof, maybe you do a little canvassing while you're in the neighborhood. You know, I mean, that's just normal practice, right?
Every time. Yep.
So that's how we do solar sales. So just to let you know a little bit about me and be real brief, I do solar sales out here in Southern California, and we go hand in hand with roofers all the time, right? Like, for example, while we're talking, I'm already thinking about asking you, do you have a solar partner? But again, we'll save that for another day. But
we don't. We don't have a solar partner.
I don't know why, but you're going to need one.
And I need to get involved for sure. I need to find someone immediately that does the removals, because I'm running into solar every day. And almost, I'd say 75% of the people work with companies that no longer exist. And now I can't get the friggin' solar panels off.
So what we could do is, just to let you know, a side note on that, we definitely can do R&Rs. Obviously, we're based out of California, but we onboard people nationwide. My team is, my nephew is the actual installation manager, so he can definitely help with, like, people who are doing, we call them R&Rs, like remove and reinstall on the solar panels.
Yeah. Yep.
But more importantly, for you, if ever you get clients who are looking to do a roof plus solar, you know, they get a 30% discount on the roof too at the same time. And I'm sure you noticed also financing plans for solar can go up to 25 years. Now you're dropping payments down because, you know, if you're not getting a cash buyer, what's the longest term on a roof loan? Like 10, right?
Something like that. Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. I haven't even, on this side in New York, I haven't even gotten into financing yet. That's,
see,
it hasn't even come up. Honestly.
Well, when it does, that's when you have the solar guys coming to town and say, hey, no problem. We could do it all in one loan, right? But anyway, neither here nor there, right? Like, go ahead.
You have my contact information. Feel free to contact me in regards to this, unrelated to what we're talking about now. I'm being serious. So
No worries, David. Okay. So that being said, offline, we'll talk about that. But more importantly, for your day-to-day, just to make sure that you're in the right space here, do you feel like Google is a good source for you to start getting your business listed so that way your online reputation can match your real-life reputation? I mean, I know you're on Facebook, but 100%. I don't see a Google listing for you.
There isn't. And here's the thing. I am an amazing salesman. I won't say amazing. Let's not do it too hard. But I'm a good salesman. I know construction. I know how to make money. I am not a computer person. I don't even know how to set up a Google. Like, I had to have my sister set up the email addresses. Let's put it that way. I am old school.
Yeah, like me. Again, I'm only 42, but, I mean, my dad was retired Navy, so he brought me up the old-fashioned way where, you know, the face-to-face communication is definitely the best way to sell, right? We were always taught that. So,
for sure.
You know, he showed me that way around. And, And just like you, I don't have a Facebook page, if that makes you feel better. My personal one, I never use social media like that. But yeah. For business, yeah, well, for solar sales, we do have a Facebook page because that's important to have one for business, right?
Yes.
So,
sure.
So I sent you a couple text messages while we were talking from our 877 number. One is just showing you a sample website. One says, hey, David, it's John. Just so you have contact info for future reference for all things Local Splash. But the second message is showing you a sample website. We could import this on your domain of firehouseroofingny.com. So that way you have an optimized website. And what I mean by that is this. On your current website, you'll notice your phone number is not a click-to-call phone number. Your right. appointment booking process is not very intuitive because I have to scroll down very far to even see that I can book an appointment, right? So little things like that will have you a little bit more optimized online. If you have a chance to pull up that website, you'll see what I'm talking about with Greg.
I'm looking at it right now,
Okay.
I'm looking at it right
and
now.
Then, so like you think about this, a typical consumer, and we're just talking about more of the digital door knocking, not like in-person stuff, someone who's looking online, checks you out on Google, they go to the website, you already know the moment you pique their interest, you don't want them searching for your phone number, you want them to press the button because they're so lazy to look for phone numbers anymore. So we keep that, we keep that button there at all times, right? To accommodate their laziness. So that's again included with the service. The real core though is someone's looking for roofers near me, roofing experts, roofing installers, and by golly, if it comes to it later, solar plus roofing experts. I'm joking. But you know what I mean? Anything that you want to be found for, we're going to get that on the first page. That's what we do. And fortunately for you, your home base is not hard to overtake. Like if I'm looking for roofing in Rock Tavern and like surrounding areas, as you know, it's not like you're talking Manhattan. Even though you're close by, you know, it's not necessarily overrun.
That's the biggest thing here compared to Oklahoma. Like Oklahoma is roofing central, and like we would get a hailstorm and it would be like the vultures would come out. And
yeah, the storm chasers. Yeah, storm chasers exist in Oklahoma. And they don't exist up there. So you're probably used to the game with the storm chasers. And, I lived in Indianapolis a couple of years. I moved around the U.S. a lot, and that's when I first saw those guys. I mean, they're just looking for insurance claim jobs left and right? The best way to get something funded. So,
that's 99% of what I did in Oklahoma. And here, I think I've done one insurance job. It's all retail.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. You're like, wait, you want to pay money? You don't want to do
insurance? Yeah.
I have to build out how I want to invoice you. This is interesting. It's not just wait for the insurance claim to come in.
Yeah, it's a definitely completely different game here for sure.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you're adapting well to the model, and that's why you're like when I was in India, I talked about people in Indianapolis going to California and selling houses because Indianapolis, you got to sell like 5 houses a minimum a month to make a decent revenue.
Yep.
And in California, it was like 1 house a month you're doing it. So just like you moving from Oklahoma where you had to be, you know, kind of like with the sharks in the world of roofing, and now you're just cleaning up in New York. So God bless you. So we do this. We do Facebook ads as well. The only thing that you said you weren't doing on Facebook is active ads. Is that correct? You said you're doing social media posts.
I have. So basically, I started the Facebook page. My sister is in marketing, but she has a full-time corporate job. So she kind of got me started, but she doesn't have the time to like really put the time into it. So, you know, there's a couple pictures on there, but I, you know, there should be stuff getting posted every day and I'm just not doing it.
Okay. And that's okay. I'm not talking about the post side, but what we do is we'll run ads for you. So Facebook ads work like this. If someone is searching on Google or some other platform looking for roofers near me, and let's say they're not quite in your immediate radius around Rock Tavern, Maybrook, Washingtonville. And let's say maybe they're a little bit further east, like Middletown, Washington Heights, or even on the northeast, like where you see like Orange Lake and the Stewart International Airport area, like Newburgh, right? All those areas, a lot of our clients will run Facebook ads to now hit the second radius of your immediate surroundings, right? And the Facebook ads work like this. Someone's searching on Google or some other online search engine looking for roofing near me. And how it works is if they're searching on Google, as long as they didn't make a decision on Google, you'll be fine. And this happens a lot in the world of roofing. You know, no one's really jumping to the decision unless it's post-storm, like what you had in Oklahoma.
Sure.
So what we do is, later on that evening, when that person's just scrolling through social media on Facebook, your ad will pop up in their news feed. So a lot of our clients like this because it's a second level of marketing at a different time of day and when someone's a little bit more relaxed state of mind. But the real reason why Facebook wins for our new business owners like yourself who are just, you know, starting out the online marketing venture is the price. Facebook ads are about 20 times less expensive versus Google ads. So we combine that all together. We run $100 going towards Facebook ads each and every month. We'll do the new website remodel like I sent you the example of and get it all customized for Firehouse. And then other than that, we do the optimization to make sure you're showing up alongside people like All Seasons Roofing, Stormforce, Exterior Pro. Some of these guys have been advertising a while on Google. We'll start pushing you towards the first page there. It's an all-inclusive package, $250 a month, and that includes 100 of it going towards Facebook.
I'm sorry, repeat that whole last paragraph.
Oh, my bad. So basically, to include $100 going towards Facebook ads each and every month, the website that I sent you the sample of that will put on your current domain for Firehouse Roofing NY, and then the optimization on Google to make sure you're showing up on the first page alongside some of these competitors who've been here a while. It's a month-to-month program, so you pay as you go. It includes, again, the 100 of this going towards Facebook every month, but your grand total, including the $100 of Facebook ads, is $249 a month. And again, it's a month-to-month program.
So $249 a month, and then say 2 months in, I don't feel like I'm getting any value. I can just cancel it.
You tell us kick rocks, and we say we can't lose you, we can't lose you, and you say no, bye. I'm joking. I don't know if it's going to be that dramatic, but that's it.
Okay, so $249 a month, and you're going to post that to me. You're actually going to build me out a better website.
Yeah, just like the Greg's Roofing, it's going to be optimized to you and also reflect with your logo for Firehouse. You know, everything that you have there on your website, we'll use that to model like some of the content you want on it. And then we'll just use that optimized format just so that way you get those click to calls and a little better traction, obviously.
Okay. And can I will I have someone that I deal with? So like, say I want to send a bunch of pictures that I want to add to this whole thing because there's not much there. Like my website is rudimentary at best. So if I wanted to add a bunch of pictures of some of the work we've done, like, will they do that for me? Like, how does all that work?
Yes. Yes. So you have two forms of doing it. Just like how you are utilizing, like you said, it was your sister who's an expert at it occasionally. Yeah. So there's two ways to go about it. We have back-end access to your website. So we both have access to your website, meaning you can literally upload photos on your own. But when it comes to the original build, and also moving forward, but the original build, most likely it's too much at once. So you'll just send us the content you want us to upload, and then we'll build it all out at the same time. And we'll use, let's say you say, this is the photo I want on the first page because I took this beautiful picture during the sunset, in New York or something like that. And that's what you want. Cool. Yep. Like, we'll take care of that, right? So we'll do the original modeling of everything. And then it's either or. You either send emails, say, upload these photos, and you'll have my contact and the support team. So that way I'll still be a mouthpiece for you, if that makes sense. Although I'm the sales guy, when it comes to saying, hey, can you make sure operations does this real quickly? Yeah, I got you.
Sure. Okay, another question. On the website, will you integrate some sort of, like it's on there now, but a better way of, like, where someone can just click to schedule an inspection kind of deal? Is that going to be on there? Is that sort of
You see that on the top of Greg's Roofing. The schedule button is right there. It's right at the top.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So
I glanced at it.
No worries. You're browsing real fast, right? Like, and that's okay. But absolutely, scheduling and syncing up to whatever it is we need to sync up to, that's available as well. From everything I know, that might be a small additional cost. I don't think it is, but I just want to let you know sometimes there are a couple things. Let's say if you want us to give you a different calendar program or something like that, that might be a small ancillary cost. I mean, I'm just talking a couple bucks. But most likely, again, everything that you're asking for is baked in that $249. We really don't do nickel and dime very often. So just to be clear on that.
Okay. I got nothing to lose to try it. I'm definitely down to try it because I need to get this stuff in line.
Okay. So you have about 5 minutes, and we'll just wrap up the call here, and then we'll schedule an onboarding call where you take about 30 minutes to guide our operations team to everything that needs to be done?
Yeah, that sounds good, because I actually do have to go to a meeting, but yes, do that quickly.
Okay. So I'll be real fast on the 5 minutes. I have everything I need for the most part. The cities that you want to be located in, 40-mile radius from your home base of Rock Tavern, right?
You can go out to, the thing is, it's a weird 40, because the thing is, like, if you go too far,
you're
south,
not going 40
like,
south. You're not going Manhattan. Right, yeah. I know that. I mean,
right, not,
we're
yeah,
talking upstate.
Yeah, not Westchester.
40 minutes
yeah, can't
upstate,
do Westchester.
Right?
Correct. Yeah, it's going to be Orange, Rockland, Ulster, Sullivan, maybe even Putnam County, but just no Westchester, no city whatsoever.
No Westchester, no NYC. Got it. Okay, so I'll just make sure to figure out the target areas from there, just in the interest of your time. And don't get me wrong, onboarding, we can even dig deeper and get zip codes, to be fair.
Sure.
On the card, yeah. You'll be using your first and last name, I'm assuming, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Megan. Yes. And then from your website, I do have your last name, just to verify I have everything that I need here. Last name, I saw it here, Heffernan, Heffernan.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And what, the email from Facebook, david@firehouseroofingny.com, is that what you want to use for correspondence from us, or do you want to use a different one?
No, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. All right. And what is the home base address that you want posted online?
I don't want to put my exact number because that's my house as well. So
no, that's okay. So you provide us with physical address. We don't publish it on Google or your website or your Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 179 Twin Arch Road, Rock Tavern, New York. And they said that really fast. Sorry.
No, I got you. Twin Arch Road. You're in sales, I'm in sales. I got to be able to have an ear for this thing, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And
12575.
Yep, I got that too. All right, cool. So we're basically done on the onboarding stuff. I can capture pretty much everything I need from your website, so we're good there. For the onboarding call, we can schedule it for any time today, the last call being 6 to 7 p.m. or anytime tomorrow, the earliest call being 10 to 11 a.m.
Let me just think this thing through. Tomorrow afternoon would actually be better.
Okay, you choose the time slot. Any time between 10 and 6 to 7.
2 p.m. would be good.
2 p.m. tomorrow. All right, let me just punch that in real quickly here. All right, you're going to get an invite via email from me right now from JCall at Local Splash. Give me about 10 seconds to send it out here. Okay, I just sent out the invite for tomorrow, again, from 2 to 3. Probably not going to take a whole hour, but, you know, it's available if you need to have any questions answered. Other than that, we're about ready to wrap up here, so let me just go ahead and type in that for tomorrow's call. You're going to get an email to walk you through the Google Business Profile verification. As long as you have all the required licensing and insurance that you need for the state of New York, then we'll be good to go there, okay?
Good. Perfect.
And then you already have your Facebook page set up. It doesn't look like you need us to do any remodeling of that. It looks really clean, actually. You said it was your sister who did that, right?
Yeah, my sister's doing that, correct.
Yeah, that's really nice. Okay, so we'll just, whenever you get a moment, we'll need access to it to do the ads connection, right? So once we have access to it, we'll be able to set up the ads, okay?
Okay.
All right, so, and then needs new my site on current domain. Okay, almost done here. Current domain, firehouseroofingny.com. We're going to just put our website on that domain there. The other thing, the last thing that I want to mention on this is that we allow you to have call tracking services. What that means is the email that's published online is going to be slightly different from your direct number of 2529. All calls will go directly through to you, so there's no confusion on your end or the client's end. You'll see exactly who's calling. And there's not even any announcement that a call is coming in. It's just as it went straight through to you. We just do that so you have analytics on the back end to see how many calls we're producing for you, okay? So that's included with the service.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, everything is good here except for hours of operation. What do you want to show online as your hours of operation?
I guess we're going to say Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. till, I don't know, 8 p.m. I'll answer phone calls. I go all day, dude. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm you know, they're going to call us whenever they call, right? Like, especially in an urgent time. So that's fine. I appreciate you having a wide, you know, scope of taking calls. And then other than that, we'll just do the payment processing and we'll be done here, okay?
Yeah, hold on. I just got, I'm going to make sure I have my wallet. It might be in my truck. Hold on a second. So the initial, you're just initially charging me for 1 month, right? That's the deal?
Right, right. So it's a 1 month program. I was going to walk you through everything here. So again, it's typically it'd be $299 a month, but we're saving you the $50 a month, because Charmaine did activate your discount there. And then, there is a one-time setup fee, not to meant to break your back, of $99. So grand total today is $348, and then every month thereafter, $249.
All right, this better work, buddy. You sold me. This better work, all right?
Well, I mean, you're going to, just to keep in mind, you know, this might not be the last we speak, mind you, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we'll talk about that offline, but for now, I mean, I don't want to make an enemy out of someone I want to make a good friend out of. You know what I mean? That's a very bad angle.
I understand. I'm just messing with you, buddy. I
know
your card number when you want it.
All right. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
It's 4563-3100-4671-7041.
Expiration on the visa?
0529.
And 3 digits on the back?
380.
380, you said?
Correct, yep.
Okay. All right, and it's a 179 Twin Arch Road on the card, right? And your name as well?
Yep.
All right, security question portion of this call, just because when we do call, we're going to call from the same number I sent you the text from, 877-635-6225. So save that number as local / under your phone. There are a lot of people who know us based on the websites, because, you know, people in the marketing game know each other, right? So sometimes you'll have someone calling you pretending to be us. So in order to prevent you from any confusion, Two ways to protect you. Always call from 877, starting with tomorrow's onboarding call, and then you can choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name as your security question.
My mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the answer to that?
Smith.
At least it's not the most common last name in the United States.
Yeah, of course. Always one person.
Right. So, and then last thing is the voice verification. This is the recap portion of the call. And we'll be good to go here. Okay. So for this, again, just takes about 1 minute here. Now I have your name is David Heffernan and you're the owner of Firehouse Roofing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an LLC or is it just Firehouse Roofing NY? Is that the official business name?
No, the official business is Firehouse Roofing LLC.
Firehouse Roofing LLC. Okay.
All right.
So let me just make that small update here. Firehouse Roofing LLC. All right. Great. So I'll start the, again, quality assurance portion of the call here. So now, David, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Please note that this call may be recorded, or this portion of the call may be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
Firehouse Roofing LLC.
Okay. And please state your name and job title within the business.
David Heffernan, owner.
Okay. And as owner, of course, you're an authorized, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, David, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. Thank you for taking tomorrow's onboarding call from 2 to 3. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from other vendors, sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide the security question. When we do call, we'll always call from 877-635-6225. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash as best you can?
Yes.
Okay, make sure you save our 877 numbers, Local Splash, under your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified Google and Facebook marketing representative, you also agree to let us know should you partner with any other marketing companies during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 15, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 15th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, but of course, David, this is a month-to-month program, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and just be sure you speak to a live representative. Again, that's the same number you've already saved. And if you do choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and process the initial payment for $348. You're going to get an invoice that says, welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. It's going to outline everything we spoke about in writing, David. Just so you know, we didn't discuss at length the timeline, so I want to go over that. Your Facebook ads and website will be live within 7 to 14 days. So the moment you take tomorrow's onboarding call, the countdown begins for 7 to 14 days, and we'll push those out ASAP. With Google, once you get verified, and we'll walk you through how to get verified, and we're going to help you along the way, it does have to be initiated by you, so we're going to provide you some guidance. And again, any hiccups, we'll get that cleared for you. But one thing that we will say on Google, sometimes they have a couple extra hoops to jump through when you're doing it from scratch. And since you're not already on the Google listings, our promise time for that is 45 to 60 days to start having you show up on the first page. But again, we're going to push that through as soon as we possibly can. We just have to have a certain promise time just in case there are hiccups in the verification process, okay?
Yeah.
But that's why we get your ads live within 7 to 14, so that way you can get some results and see the traction right away. But other than that, everything has been taken care of. I hope I didn't take too much of your time, and we'll definitely keep in touch, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2, okay?
Thank you, buddy. Have a good day.
Hey, thanks so much, David. Have a great one.